You are listening to episode number 105 of the Mighty Warriors 3 Marvel Podcast.
No, it's not. It's 105 of D-Cups! D-Cups!
D-Cups!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to episode number 105 of the Mighty Warriors 3 Marvel Podcast. I know I sound excited, but I'm actually crying inside for some very tragic news. But first, before we get to that, joining me as always, Master of Darkness, Taser. Taser, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Joining me, Nightwing's plaything, Arnold Alfred. Arnold, welcome to the show.
You know what's going on?
The first thing I saw on Skype. And, of course, as always, Brian Powers. Brian, welcome to the show.
What's going on?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Mighty Warriors 3 Marvel Podcast. We are a podcast dedicated to all things Marvel, whether that's comics, video games, TV shows, cartoons, soon, I guess, again, porn, maybe. I don't know if I feel like it. Yeah, we talk about all things Marvel, whether that's fun, good or crap or stuff we don't agree with. And, of course, let's get right into it. A couple months ago, guys, we had heard that there was a rumor going around that Marvel Television, the head of Marvel Television, Jeff Loeb, wanted to cancel Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes, a.k.a. the greatest Marvel TV show that has ever been produced that just screamed Marvel. Of course, we just recent episodes introducing Michael Korvac and the Guardians of the Galaxy, and of course future episodes, lots of good stuff.
Power Man and Iron Fist, damn it!
In their actual legit awesome form, and not a circle dude and a generic black guy. So, with that, because we live in a world where if it's good, therefore it must die. It's official. This Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes will be canceled for a new show to debut in 2013 called Avengers Assemble. I'm gonna let y'all go to it first, but this is, you know, as much as we rag on the distinguished competition, there's one thing they know and they get right is their animation. I point to Batman the Animated Series and Justice League Unlimited, and of course Batman the Brave and the Bold, which I love, and you know, I guess I don't know, but I guess GL is somewhat good, but they know what they're doing. Young Justice, there you go. That's what I was thinking. They know what they're doing. Whereas this is the third show Marvel has canceled, where the majority of people believe prematurely. Wolverine and the X-Men was the first one. Spectacular Spider-Man was the second one, and now the thing that was a gift from the gods is gone. It all because, and I truly believe this, because they want complete 100% control over their animation. Obviously, see Ultimate Spider-Man to see how that's going. Now, I don't get it. I don't understand what is the mentality to ruin. Sure, they didn't have 100% control. They had a lot of Marvel guys working on that show. A lot of Marvel writers and working on that show. So, and obviously it was really praised. I don't know how the ratings are doing for cartoon-wise, but everybody who I know watched it seemed to love it, unless you were just dead inside, looks at West.
Or too good for it, like Fearless.
Yes. I mean, if it's any inclination of the comments that were made earlier or a couple months ago, and that they want to make it like Ultimate Spider-Man, which is a show strictly made for five-year-olds, because Lord knows the only people who watch cartoons are five-year-olds, and nobody else above that. Apparently, you can't have a cartoon that appeals to all ages anymore. Apparently, you can't have that anymore. Apparently, anything that is that straddles the line for a superhero property has to either be one or the other. Can't have it both ways, apparently. This sucks. Fuck you, Jeff Loeb. This is single-handedly another dumb fucking decision that Marvel Animation has made. You know, you would think from a guy who single-handedly has ruined some of your comics, you want to hand him the keys to the kingdom with Marvel Television. Sure, he did a couple of TV shows, but this makes no sense to me. This, I mean, you remember, he was fired from Heroes. Does nobody remember this?
Oh, I remember.
Does nobody remember this?
He took that story and put it into Ultimates 3. And we know how that turned out.
Yeah, I mean, it saddens me. Like, I want to be angry. I'm pissed, but it also saddens me to know that this will not continue. That it should continue. It deserves. Avengers Mighty Heroes deserves to continue to see where they would take certain storylines. How would they twist things? How would they merge things? I'm really upset about the fact that I like this Carol Danvers, and that who knows if this iteration or if I'm going to, you know, if she's going to even appear in Avengers Assemble, because it looks like that's just going to be the movie cast. I like this Carol Danvers. You know, she's one of my favorite characters in this show. Fuck you. Seriously, at the end of the day, it all comes down to fuck you, Jeff Loeb, because he's the president of Marvel Television. He's the one who made the order. He's the one who gave the decision. Fuck you, Jeff Loeb. Now, Arnold, unleash.
Fuck you, Jeff Loeb. This is one of the dumbest decisions of dumbest decisions ever. This show is fucking fantastic. The other shows that you canceled, also fucking fantastic, as Ben said. And I will restate, Marvel, you may have the movies universe going for you, and you may be kicking ass at that, but you suck balls when it comes to animation. DC will, and for the apparently considering the decisions you keep making, will continue to kick ass at the animation than you guys do. Why cancel this show? Yes, you want something that is more child-oriented, whatever the case may be. You can do that. We have the Superhero Squad, which is like Avengers Turbo. There are Avengers and characters flying around all over the place, and that's plenty kiddie enough. Hell, even adults can enjoy that too. No, you want to take it out and make it something akin to the terrible Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon, because Lord knows a Spider-Man cartoon needs everybody freeze-framing and pausing time like Spider-Man is Zach Morris, because that's completely necessary. Why cancel this fucking show? I went through, and yes, now I'm not even ashamed to admit it, not that I would be in general, but since you're going to cancel your fucking show anyway, I decided to download it all and watch it straight through over the weekend. So many good episodes, so many great storylines and things that happened in this, and you want to get rid of it. For what? Now, on the topic of being more like Ultimate Spider-Man, not only did you cancel this show and now put other stuff in it, you had an episode with Spider-Man in it, voiced by the guy who voiced the awesome, spectacular Spider-Man, Josh Keaton, now currently playing Hal Jordan in Green Lantern for DC, who, again, kicks ass. You dubbed over his voice with the asshole from Ultimate Spider-Man, because the first thing everybody was asking for was to hear that dickwad's voice over and over and over again. Not to mention, you redubbed it for all of 6 lines that you could have easily kept in there, no problem. No. Fuck you, Marvel. Fuck you, Jeff Loeb. I'm not one to knock shows before they even come around or see word one of it, but considering what we have already, you will have to move every mountain on the planet and get any piece of magic you could find to come even close to how great this show is. It's going to be fucking trash. I'm done with Marvel Animation.
The only way that that they could feasibly actually, like, redeem themselves is if Avengers Assemble is a continuation off of Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
And it won't.
And that's not going to happen.
And that's not going to happen because they're going to go with the Ultimate Spider-Man route.
I hear Miranda Cosgrove is going to voice Captain Marvel in this one.
Who the hell is that?
Who? She's another teen star. Leave it at that. Taser, rage on, please.
I'm hurt. I'm honestly, truly hurt. I can't say much for most of Marvel's animated efforts, you know, over the years. I couldn't stand Spider-Man, the 90s Spider-Man. I couldn't stand, what the hell was that? That sequel where he had the tech suit and he was... Yeah,
oh my God, Spider-Man Unlimited? Good God.
Spider-Man Unlimited, yeah, I couldn't stand that. I couldn't stand both Fantastic Four offerings. I couldn't stand the fucking Iron Man one. I could barely stand Hulk, but after a while that grated on me. You know, X-Men had promise, but, you know, X-Men just started reusing comic stories, which, you know, annoyed the fuck out of me. And granted, Avengers does that too, and they do the most recent stuff, and then shorten the older classic stuff, but okay, they've done it in an interesting and I don't want to say exciting, but they've done it in a way that doesn't annoy me anywhere near as much as the other crap has. But and then they offer Spectacular Spider-Man, and you know, I'm kind of it's Spider-Man in fucking high school, and then I caught that first sneak peek of Spectacular Spider-Man, and I'm bouncing along. I'm like, what the hell is this? And it's actually kind of fun, you know. And I get two seasons of that, and then it's gone. No fucking reason. I figured, oh, because, you know, WB Animation folded up and they farmed it all out to CW Kids. Both that and that Legion of Superheroes show, both of that got canceled because of that. Okay, fine. Marvel's in the clear. I won't argue. And then news of Avengers, Earth Money Zeroes. are they going to... They're actually... Holy shit, they're actually mining the Marvel Universe. This isn't the 90s Avengers on fucking Fox, which was god fucking awful! Okay? This was actually a show that said, hey, it's Marvel! It's the Marvel Universe!
Marvel in your face!
They have mutants! They had Whirlwind! And, okay, granted, you don't really, you know, pick up that he's a mutant in the book, but still in all, they went all over the place! Oh, wow, this is a great show! Yeah, we got black fucking Nick Fury, but okay, what the fuck ever. You know? But I'm having fun! I'm enjoying this! I'm waking up. I have a reason to wake up on Sunday now. Fucking awesome! And I get this fucking news! What the fuck?! And then... To add insult to injury, okay, Ultimate Spider-Man is not for me. I understand that. Freaking Batman Brave and the Bold wasn't for me, and I had issues with that show. But there was things that I liked that I had issues with that show. I gave this show a shot. Why not? You know, it's Spider-Man, and it's going to have Iron Fist and Power Man. Yes! Heroes for Hire! Yes! Holy shit, it's got a Nova! Yes! All right! Cosmic Marvel guy! And the female White Tiger, which is okay, yeah. Chick. Alright, fine. And more black Samuel Jackson. Okay, whatever. And, okay, so it's trainee Spider-Man. What? Trainee Spider-Man? Spider-Man's going... Oh, okay, wait. Go watch it. Let's see what happens. And Spider-Man gets herbed. And he gets a spider bike. and gizmos and gadgets, and the other guys have heard the rage in my voice, like that they want Batman the Animated Series. That's what Marvel wants here. They want something that sells toys, and you know that's their right as a company. They need to pull in revenue, because Lord knows a lot of their books are fucking crap. But then Jeff Loeb you small penis, puny minded, illegitimate, horribly misshapen, misbegotten piece of fucking shit! You have the audacity to go, we're gonna take and make Avengers more in line with Ultimate Spider-Man because the kiddies 6 through 14, we want them to like the show too. You fucking tool. You're a fucking tool. You went and took something that might have aspired to a certain age group but actually reached higher. You know? It had it brought in viewers that weren't stuck down there asking mom and pop for, you know, pocket change to go to the store. You know, it brought in viewers who were making their own money, you know, and will go to the store and, you know, pay for gas, you know, repairs in the car, you know, or on the house. But they were watching the show. And then you went and, you know, cut its balls off and scooped out most of its brain. You fucking tool. I really think I need to pay a visit down to Marvel Studios because I live in New York City. I seriously think that. You know,
hey Taser, you remember how notorious Ultimate Spider-Man, your Unlimited Spider-Man Unlimited was for reusing the same film cells, and then when the High Evolutionary said Spider-Man, you said Spider-Man.
I remember that. Terrible.
It's a horror show, and it's a fucking tragedy. You know, I'm hurt. I'm really, really hurt. I'm so mad. I'm sad. I really am. And Jeff Loeb, you need to get into a car accident. You know. I wish a jihad on the head of Jeff Loeb. Seriously. I need to call in the true Marvel zombies. Are you people out there? Do you hear me? I need y'all to rise up and stop buying Marvel. There you go. Stop buying Marvel. Stop watching the fucking show. There you go. That's the only way they'll learn. Stop giving them the ratings. And if any of you happen to know where he lives, slash his tires, steal his newspaper, eat his food, ring his doorbell and run away. You need to do something.
Have sex with his wife and make her like it more than Jeff.
Better yet, his wife and daughter at the same time. And photocopy it. And then send it to Taser at taser@gmail.com.
And then it goes on the internet. Where it'll remain
forever. And sign my name to it. You know, put a big old troll face on it. Just color it in and, you know.
You got them doing, like, the double guns, just the...
There you go. And add a bro fist. There you go. Add a bro fist. But seriously, something needs to happen to this man. Like, I don't know, maybe a minor brain aneurysm. Because there was no need for this. I mean, none. There's no call for it. This show was more popular. The fact that, and we all know, Marvel wants to bring more of this work in house so they can recoup more of the financial investment. money. Okay. Then you know what? Why don't you just keep the format of the show, keep everything the same, you just bring it all in-house? Do that. Why reboot this show to something that's going to eliminate a great chunk of its viewers? That's like shooting yourself in the head because nobody asked you to. You just thought it'd be a good idea. You know, fuck you, Jeff Loeb, you small dick son of a bitch. I'm done.
Brian, because you're too good to watch the greatness that is Avengers vs. Mightiest Heroes, do you have anything to say about this?
I have some things to say, yes. First of all, it is not that I am too good to watch Avengers Earth Mightiest Heroes. It is simply that by the time... This completely slipped my notice until I think the first season was actually done. And by that time, I didn't see any point in catching up with it.
Yes, all 10 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then again, there is the whole thing about if you can't love it, you don't care if it dies, which I assume is a feeling you all wish you could feel right now about this show. I'm assuming, mind you. But then there's another part of me that just sits here, looks you dead in the eye, and says, well, look at all the fucks I get, which is absolutely...
You know, I'm going to cut you off right there, because this... Do you hear the pain in our voices? It's
hate for the show, it is apathy for it.
And this is why I'm going to cut you off, because if you actually watched
Jeff
it and Rome understood,
is a god among
men. You're all right. You're fired.
Bring in Kuhan.
Look it. How could you not know this was going to be rebooted? This is the place where people sneeze and, oh, reboot! He sneezed on the script. We need a new script. Reboot it. Okay?
You don't see
really?
Too many.
You didn't see it coming.
You don't see
too I
many
saw it coming.
Cartoon
I
shows
mean,
rebooted.
Pay attention to
you know,
yeah,
the writing was on the wall, but you don't really
fair
see
enough.
It.
And rebooting, they don't reboot things unless something really, really, it starts to really, really decline. Because as much as they rebooted a bajillion things, let's be real, it's not like they rebooted it after they had success. When they didn't, you know, reboot Spider-Man after Spider-Man 1, they kept going because they thought it was great, and then the rest turned to crap, but the audience said it was crap, so they stopped making it and started something new. This, on the other hand, fans love this. I have yet to meet a single fan of this show, or a single person who watches this show, that doesn't like it. And they have little odds and ends here that they dislike, but on the whole, they love this show. This is adults and children alike. And I have a 13-year-old nephew. He doesn't need to be dumbed down to. Granted, he does like the Spider-Man cartoon, but again, he's a kid. You know, kids aren't stupid. Things don't need to be dumbed down or rebooted into something more childish because you want to get the kid market. Kids are not morons. These kids come out the womb with iPhones nowadays. They understand how these things work and stuff in the show. So why reboot something that was good and all access to everyone, young and old alike? I'm sure there are family members left and right who connected with their kids or their parents through the tele. Iggy mentioned it on his show with his dad.
Yep. I mean, this is my biggest problem with it is this mentality that apparently you have to be a certain age to enjoy a cartoon, that there's no such thing as a cartoon for all ages. Apparently that's what the case is here, and that's what pisses me off the most. Lord knows.
You mean like Simpsons? or Betty, let's go back.
Let me rephrase that. Superhero cartoon shows are only dedicated to 5-year-olds. Better? It seems like
enough.
No, yeah, Flintstones, that was marketed as an adult television show, I think, back in the day.
Yeah,
it sold adult products and shit.
Yeah, see, Fred Flintstones smoking, it's weird.
But kids still watched it, though.
Yeah.
And look,
everyone loved the Flintstones, though. And as far as Jeff Loeb is concerned, I'm not sure, I don't really know what he's thinking, but
he's not thinking
at
all.
Saying about something about the road to hell being paved with good intentions, so I'm just...
And he's on a fast track, that's all I...
Throwing that out there, he's in the HOV lane, so...
It sucks. It really, it's just horrible.
I understand what he's trying to do, and it makes sense from a business standpoint, but
fuck
honestly, if it's alienating
this
many of you, it is not
this
a good decision.
Good. Everybody loved this.
I used to watch Super Friends with my dad. My dad would wake me up to watch that, okay? And the old Filmation Batman show, you know, with the Lone Ranger and Tarzan and Zorro. We used to watch that together. That was, you know, big taser, little taser moment, you know? So my father's favorite hero was Flash. You know, we used to get a kick out of watching that. So to say that, you know, cartoons were, you know, kid only. Yeah, that's really only freaking broadcaster network critic people who think that. Anybody who's in the real world and has a fucking clue would know that more than just the target audience watches this stuff. Because he grew up with comics. He didn't read like I did, but he knew, you know? So did this.
Maybe he's
no
just retarded?
Call- My father was not retarded.
No, actually, not your father, Jeff Loeb.
I thought so. Yes, Jeff Loeb. You fucking moron, Jeff Loeb. Yeah, I think he's retarded.
Shouldn't oh, look he what he did to Heroes. Well, didn't he read comics growing up? Shouldn't he know what it's like? I figure no, he would I have think some he,
Have you not I read a majority of his Marvel work?
Not really.
It's awful.
That's disappointing.
Wait a minute, didn't he create Red Hulk?
Yep.
Yeah.
The Red Hulk that beat the shit out of God, Odin-empowered Thor, and Pimp Smack Green Hulk like it was
yep,
nothing.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I love that Jeff Loeb. I want to hug him around his.
Wait, dinner. You just said you wanted his no. wife to be put on the internet, and now you just.
So,
I'm confused.
Tweet Marvel. Do what you gotta do. Don't watch Avengers. I don't
tweet
care.
Your fanboy outrage.
I'll say this. This show, Avengers Assemble, has already lost before it's even on. Because it will undoubtedly be compared to Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes, just as Spectacular Spider-Man was compared.
What if it really is just a continuation of
it's
Earth's Mightiest
It's not a
Heroes.
Continuation.
What if it is? I mean,
it's not going to be a continuation.
You already know
They want it to be more like Ultimate Spider-Man, which is nothing like Avengers or Mightiest Heroes.
As a concept, you could tell.
Okay.
You would think...
Again,
hey.
Just look at all the fucks I give. They're all... Oh, no, wait, no, they're not.
So you're fuckless, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. I do not give a fuck.
Watch Avengers or Mightiest Heroes. We got 2 seasons out of it. We should have gotten more. Can we have Warner Brothers just produce Marvel animation from now on? Can they just buy them? At least they know what they're doing on that end. I know that's not like I know that's impossible now that the mouse is in charge, but Jesus Christ, man. This was the
And I'll serve him some goddamn money. Oh.
This was it. Anyways, let's move on. Let's move on to our book of the week, the first one in a while. It is Dark Avengers number 175 now, a little history. This was the affirmation titled Thunderbolts, before it was Thunderbolts 174, renamed Dark Avengers 175 because the name Avengers sells more, and apparently talking to the creator, Jeff Parker, he said they actually did get a decent bump because it has Avengers in the name, so there you go. Comic market. Apparently, if it's Avengers,
my store sold out of it. Actually,
huh?
My store sold out of it.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, it's Avengers, well, so therefore.
Well, hold on. One question: how did Dark Avengers sell back when it was legit?
It was one of the top 5 selling books. One of them.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
Because I didn't touch that worth a damn.
That doesn't mean it wasn't a top 5 seller.
Fair enough.
So, anyways, so basically, this is a. The Thunderbolts have been trapped. I wanted to bring this up because I think outside of Johnny Bitchless, nobody really talked about Thunderbolts.
Ooh.
I don't like them. I don't think either of us read it. So I figured let's try something a little different from the norm than we're talking about. So basically, the Thunderbolts are time traveling. And they have brought in the Dark Avengers from Bendis' book, who they were fighting, the multi-armed Spider-Man character, Dark Scarlet Witch, and so on and so forth. And, yeah, and apparently Scar is going to be with the team, and Luke Cage is going to... Meanwhile, the Thunderbolts are still traveling through time, trying to get back, and Luke Cage still believes they're back. Come back. I've heard so many people I know who and trust who love this comic, and maybe I just came on the bad time, but I'm just like, if the book is partially going to be about these characters, my whole mantra is that I don't really like reading villains as a lead. I just don't. Of an ongoing series, just some kind of principle that I have, I'm just not interested. And this still continues with it. I thought it was okay. It wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible, but... I have no interest in reading about these characters as a on an ongoing basis. You know, the art was nice. The art was pretty good, but it was a very much standard issue of getting new team members together. You know, I am kind of interested in to see what happens when the Thunderbolts meet these Dark Avengers. I kind of want to see that happening, but. overall, I thought it was okay, you know. It kind of sucks that, like, the name Thunderbolts, that book's been around for 175 issues, and they had to rename it just so they can justify to keep the book alive. So, yeah, I give it a 3.6. It was pretty fun, I guess. I don't like villains as the lead. That's the moral of the story. Taser, are you with me on the meh?
Yeah, I looked at this and went, oh, look, they've still managed to somehow keep freaking Ragnarok around. Has nobody thought to dismantle this fucking thing yet? And, you know, sure enough, oh, look, we get Hawkeye's brother and, you know, not quite the Scarlet Witch and, you know, eight-legged demon, you know, whatever. And I just kind of sat here and went, fucking hell. These guys again. I couldn't be more bored reading this. It's them. It's like, seriously? Like, these guys are still... They're still mining the same thing. It's like, come on. We know you're not the real deal. Come up with your own ID, anything. You know, why continue to copy? Oh, my brother, he sucks, so I'm going to take his identity by copying his costume. And this other chick is like, oh, I'm a blonde Scarlet Witch. Blah, 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 blah. And I still don't get why freaking Cage has those metal wrist guard bullshits.
Because it's, you know, cool looking.
Yeah, well, really? Static Shock.
Static, you know, Shock. He's Static Shock in midlife crisis, just kind of like, I'm not cool anymore. What do I do? Oh, metal gauntlets.
and you know, I have to laugh looking at Classic Thor, because to me, I keep seeing that. I'm like, look, it's Classic Thor. No, wait a minute, it's the fucking clone.
It's the cyborg again.
God damn it, the hell. And I'll give them credit. They've managed to keep fucking the Beetle and, you know, Songbird or whatever the fuck her name was still around and not evil. It actually seemed to be trying to be earnest about being heroes. Hey, kudos. You know, people can't change, whatever. That mohawk she got ain't working, but okay.
What is that about?
She has a mohawk?
Yeah.
Oh, she's got
an all storm, like, mid-80s. Fantastic.
Hey, you know what? I didn't like that thing that she had in the 80s. You know, it's like, I'm Storm Mohawk, and I can fly even without a costume that actually works.
She lost her majesticness. Majesticness. Her majesty. Yeah. She lost her majesty.
No, what happened was she fell in love with an Indian, and, you know, she lost her virginity. But anyway. No, but, you know, I just looked at this, and I went, yeah.
Yeah.
And everything ends when freaking Scar shows up, and he's like, I am Banner's son, and, you know, I'm really a fucking kid. He's basically Captain Marvel, you know, when I transform, I'm a freaking kid, you know.
Now, this kid's not a pussy. He's actually kind of a badass.
Yeah.
He goes all bitch-ass on T-Rexes down in Savage Land, so, you know.
He goes bitch-ass on lizards.
T-Rex
reptiles.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. I just couldn't drum up any attempt at giving a rat's for them. And it's not that. Actually, it's that they're lame. You know, there's no reason. Look, the gimmick that they had, they were trying to pull off, you know, Osborn replacing Heroes 2.0, and it fucking failed. So give it up. You know, that just to see that happening is, you know, the same thing as watching Osborn run free and be in front of the newspapers and people going, hey, but wait a minute, isn't he a wanted criminal? You know, and just to see him do it here, it's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Excuse me, Lord. I can't care. I don't feel as annoyed when I usually read something and I fucking hate it. I didn't hate this, but I just didn't feel anything for it.
Yeah.
So I'll give it a 2. You know, 2 hours out of 5.
And because Brian is lazy, Arnold, what did you think of Dark Avengers?
Hey, I'll still talk about it if you want me to.
Dark Avengers number 175. Arnold, take it away.
Yeah, I'm kind of indifferent to this book too. Again, like I made some interjections in regards to the art. The art was kind of for me, nothing all that spectacular. I too don't understand why Luke Cage is blocking arrows with arm gauntlets. Like his skin is impenetrable, is it not? Like, is that one of his powers? I'm seriously asking.
Yeah, steel hard skin and super strength.
That's what I thought. He's fucking impenetrable. Why do you need all that extra shit? Not to mention there are literally lightning bolts on everything he's wearing. Just about. Why do you have a shot? Why do you have a big arrow on the back of your jacket? Fine. That's just nitpicks aside. The whole concept of the characters, I was right on board with the whole Dark Avengers thing the first time it happened. During the whole Dark Raid, I thought it was cool. I thought it was pretty nifty idea the first time around. Second time around, I was like, okay, I guess if the Avengers can be new Avengers and Mighty Avengers and just regular Avengers, I guess we could have a new Dark Avengers as well, too. Now, it's old. It's boring. We've seen it. We've done it. We get it. We've got doppelgangers of heroes, but they're evil and fucked up and twisted. I'd be slightly a little bit more interesting if they were spending half of their time trying to make the heroes look bad on like a daily basis. But instead, they're captured and injected with nanites to keep them immobile or keep them in check, as they always do when you join the Thunderbolts. But it's just kind of a stale concept to me. Like Taser said, give them some new identities, bring out some new heroes. I'm sorry, some new villains, rather, or help make some of them become heroes and infiltrating this, that, and the other thing. But in the whole Thunderbolt 2 out of 5, I guess, I'm slightly biased. I'm really just not interested, and I'm kind of tired of the idea and the concept at this point. It feels like it doesn't have a place anymore.
All right. I mean, it kind of sucks that it's the whole reception of this has been meh, even though I'm part of it. I just wanted to talk about Thunderbolts, bring it up. I figured it deserves to be... We should at least try it, and we did, and sadly, this wasn't the best offering. I do hear that the original, like, from the beginning, was actually pretty good. I could be wrong, though.
No, yeah, I read Thunderbolts back in the day. That Thunderbolts is a really good book. It was good times. You know, obviously, I was a Marvel head before when I started reading comics, so it wasn't until I started reading DC a little later I knew that they had their own thing going, too, with, Suicide Squad, is it? Isn't that like their most chick too?
Yeah, that's them. That's their equivalent.
Yeah, you know. So I have no problem following heroes. I'm sorry, I keep saying heroes. Following villains, you know. Sometimes I'm all about the villain's MO of things, depending on the villain that it is. I think it would be fun getting things from a villain's perspective. It's just for this point, it falls flat at this point. Like I said, sorry.
All right.
And I gotta admit, personally, I still have an issue with freaking Luke Cage, you know, being the warden, because, not because it's Luke Cage, he can't be a warden, but a warden to me is somebody who's always on site maintaining, you know, order and what have you. And here, you have a warden who's also an active superhero. How what? Where? Like Wolverine. He's a headmaster, and he's on two Avengers teams. And he runs X-Force. A what?
Funny that you brought that up.
It's multitasking.
About Luke Cage, is they made a comment in here. Hank made a comment in here. I don't know if this is a spoiler from the other book, but he asked, isn't this exactly what you wanted off the hook from Thunderbolts as well as Avengers? So did Luke Cage quit the Avengers?
No, it's he's been part of the Thunderbolt. He's been part of Thunderbolts since the Heroic Age started. He's been...
No, I know that, but now they're saying what it seems to me that Hank is implying is that now you get to be off the hook from Thunderbolts as well as Avengers because he doesn't want to lead the Avengers, the Dark Avengers team, so they said fine.
Well, so, some shit did just go down between him and Jessica Jones, but that's a whole other thing.
Which maybe. Probably won't be...
But you know what? You know what he also did make, now that I'm rereading it again, he could actually just mean the Dark Avengers, but isn't saying Dark, but... We'll see maybe in later down. But I read that as, wait, once I read that, I was like, wait a minute, Luke Cage isn't an Avenger anymore? When did that happen? So I'm not sure which way it's supposed to be read, but there's that.
All right, well, I don't have anything to say about that. Luke Cage is awesome.
Yeah, he is.
Let's move on to individual reviews. I'm going to go first because I feel like I should. I have to defend my baby. Avengers vs. X-Men number 5.
That's your baby? I feel so sorry for you. It's special needs.
Fuck you. Moon Knight sucks.
Hey, fuck you. That book was good. It just got axed.
He's right.
Do you remember that finale, that episode?
Okay. 100? Do
I have to bring that shit up again?
I hate you. I hate you so much.
Alright, anyways. So, Avengers vs. X-Men number 5, last issue we left off, where Wolverine, Hope had, and Wolverine had not taken to the moon. Basically, the whole goal was to get her off-planet so the Phoenix Force doesn't ravage the Earth. So, here we are now, Avengers fighting X-Men on the moon. The Phoenix Force is drawing ever near. Hope is realizing that, just like every 60-year-old girl, she can't handle the responsibility yet. So, she begs Logan to kill her. Logan tries Cyclops because he wants to protect the Messiah, blasts him, you know, trying to prevent it, fighting. Tony Stark has invented or created a new Iron Man armor, typical Tony Stark, to deal with the Phoenix Force. awesome fight sequences. Seeing Wolverine slash the hell out of that son of a bitch Cyclops was awesome. Although the way Romita draws it is as if he's literally slicing him in half like a salami, which is kind of cool. Slice that son of a bitch up. So, the Phoenix Force has drawn upon us as a psychic reblast. Tony Stark then blasts the Phoenix Force, which somehow, and I love it because I don't care that it's not explained or not comic science, has blasted it. And instead of merging with its true host, Hope, it has now splintered into Cyclops, Colossus, Magic, Emma Frost, and Namor. And the Phoenix Force is now inhabiting into them versus one collective being into Hope Summers. So now they are heading towards Earth to, I'm pretty sure, to wreak hell. They quickly make trash of the Avengers on the moon and, again, head to the Earth.
Now, here's the question. What do they call their special little group?
You know what? Fuck you, haters. You know what? I
like that. Let's try and develop a theme song to it.
I see people.
They remind me of a glam rock band, something like akin to like.
Are they going to be truly, truly outrageous?
Oh, Jem, you are truly outrageous.
Now.
Jem is excitement. Ooh, Jem. Jem is adventure. Ooh.
Freaking love this issue. I absolutely love this. This was exactly what I expected from Avengers vs. X-Men. A nice little twist to keep me interested and have me excited for Act 2. Romita. Just, again, the kinetic energy coming off the pages, I love it. Although there's one awkward panel where literally Cap's shield is literally hanging in there, which I'm like, I'm trying to think. I think maybe that's the shield coming back to Cap after he threw it. Maybe Romita just forgot about that. Who knows? But overall, I am still having fun with this. I see people online, and this is typical comic fan. I know Arnold's going to say the same thing, is like, oh, but it's not like we didn't know what kind of story we were in for. You know,
we didn't know we were in for this, though.
I knew exactly we were in for this.
You know, I'll grant you, this is a nice twist, and I do like Cyclops' look. I have to admit, that's fucking tight. Same thing with Emma. That golden bird thing, especially the way it goes down and up underneath, and but anyway, no. But I like his outfit and the way the new visor looks. That's tight. But
I'm having fun with it. Damn it! I knew what I was getting in for. I like the introspection of Hope Summers comparing. Nobody said about the comparing herself to the atomic bomb. Nobody ever talks about the pilot. They just talk about the bomb kill. Nobody said the pilot. So what is she? I like that stuff. I like it. I like the series.
I just like that once she reaches maturity, a physical force of pain and hate overcomes her, and suddenly she's a bitch. And has anyone seen that analog right there?
It's whatever. Point is, I'm having fun with it. I'm enjoying it. I am more entertained through 5 issues of this than I was through Fear Itself. And this is, ironically, this is the same guy who had. Ironically, this is the same guy who had.
I mean,
wrote
if I
Fear
jiggle
Itself.
My keys in front of your face, you'll be like, woo, 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 woo.
Look, sometimes you want just something that's not. Hey, trust me, I read a lot of stuff that's heavy handed. I read a lot of stuff that's heavy handed and intelligent,
look,
and I get my stimuli.
To say,
sometimes you just. I'm talking here. Sometimes you just want a book where it's just hitting people. And I literally, I don't do this a lot, but I just shut my brain off and I just go with it. I just go with it. I'm about to kick you if you keep interrupting me. I think Romita works. I think it's fantastic. I love the Iron Man design. I'm interested to see where this twist is going. I am hooked. That's what I want in my weekly dose of comics. I want you to dazzle me, and this dazzled me. This is what it did.
They have drugs that will do that too.
It's also more expensive. And I'm against drugs. So
don't do drugs, kids.
Just drink alcohol. So yeah, I give this the perfect rating of a 5 out of 5. Fuck you, haters. I hope
you're
drop.
You gotta be kidding me. 5 out of 5.
I give it a 5 out of 5.
Enjoying this, I wouldn't even give it a 5 out of 5. I have to disagree with you. Some of these costumes are horrible.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. Oh wow.
If people can like Transformers 2, I can like AVX. Damn it. Leave me alone.
This is Utopia to the X-Men.
Oh. Sometimes you just want to see something mindless, and this is what this is. I don't care. I'm not expecting anything more than this. I see people... The thing that saddens me more is the people who are still buying it, and they're like... please don't read it anymore, because honestly, you knew what you were getting in for once the series started. They put out a book called Versus. They pretty much it's called Versus.
That's the mind.
Avengers versus X-Men. You pretty much knew what you were going to get when you were getting into it.
No, they didn't. They thought they was going to get, you know, War and Peace. That's what they thought they was going to get.
5 out of 5. Fuck you, haters.
Wow, that's funny.
It's not haters, it's just kind of people going, really?
5 out of 5?
Yes.
Damn.
Okay, let's just move on.
Okay.
Arnold, take it away.
Certainly. I will be reviewing the Amazing Spider-Man Annual number 39, apparently. I'm just unaware that they have 39 Spider-Man annuals. The subtitle to that is Erased from Existence and Out of Time. Right before I get into the story, I'm going to discuss the cover. This story basically is another, you know, I guess you could essentially call it a what if, but not really being a what if. But it was kind of like what if Spider-Man didn't exist, or what if Peter Parker didn't become Spider-Man. Most notably on the cover, I like the way they did the whole him being kind of erased from the whole erased from existence thing. Is they drew Spider-Man at regular, you know, on top of the cover, but as it progresses down the page, it starts to lose color, then it becomes black and white, then it starts to lose all the inking and just kind of become the pencil drawing and then fade away completely. I just thought that was like, and that was actually something that even helped me pick up the book in the first place, aside from the fact that it's Spider-Man. And that was a really cool way of, you know, doing the whole erased from existence kind of deal. I'm sure other books have done it before, maybe I've just never seen it, but that kind of just stuff, yeah, I thought it was cool. This is written by Brian Reed with pencils by Lee Garbett. Essentially, Spider-Man's going through, he kind of ends up in this alternate universe of sorts where, you know, nothing is as it seems, and he was not Spider-Man. People don't know who he is, his ID is completely blank, so he's there, he's alive, but it's almost like he hasn't existed yet. People know who he is. A good chunk of people, at least his family does. Just to give a view of what this world is like with him, Mary Jane Watson is in a movie called Rescue, which features the rescue armor from Iron Man that Pepper Potts has been known to wear. Flash Thompson is, there's an ad for him saying, you know, still a chance. And I can't remember what it was in the book that he still does. J. Jonah Jameson is President Jameson, I might add, is announcing the budget surplus for the third year running. And Osborn Industry released a cure for cancer. So it's almost like one of the stories where this is a case of world might be better off without Spider-Man. You see him kind of progress through the story, and a lot of these earthquakes are going on in the city that Iron Man and Cap and I think maybe Spider-Woman seem to take notice, and they go and find out what's going on, and Peter seems to be at the center of it, and he keeps jumping back and forth through different eras of time throughout his own history and people that he's interacted with. So you come to find out the way that he can pretty much save the world that he's in now or get back to his own world is that he somewhat needs to relive these things or, you know, redo certain things or make sure that they happen so he could become Spider-Man. And he does run into, of course, Uncle Ben. And, you know, he's Uncle Ben, and he sees himself as a little kid and even has conversations with Uncle Ben as an adult. Uncle Ben gets to find out that, you know, he's Spider-Man, that whole deal. It's an annual, so usually the stories, for the most part of Spider-Man, are somewhat self-contained. There's always a worry the second you see Uncle Ben that this is going to be their attempt to bring him back for real. So my heart always stops a little bit when that happens. But all in all, so you figure, you know, he goes through all the earthquakes stop, and he makes it back to his own world, essentially, as Spider-Man does. I would give this a 4 out of 5. The story was a nice, fun, self-contained story. It had its fun, joking moments. It had nice, heartfelt moments, especially the interaction with Uncle Ben and Peter Parker, which is just always fun to watch and see their relationship. And there are times I do wonder what if, you know, Peter would have ever told Uncle Ben that he was Spider-Man and he's still alive, and how that relationship would have worked out. So it's kind of intriguing to see. This book gets extra points for the art. I kind of like when books do this, especially when they're doing flashbacks and things like that. So the art itself will change or reflect the era that it's supposed to be referencing. My most favorite is back when, you know, he's still the nerdy Peter Parker, you know, getting picked on in school and stuff. They threw it back to the old school, like 60s and 70s, to look up these Spider-Man comics, which is always fun to see and nice, and just a nice way of showing, okay, this is in the past, this is history. Because, you know, many of us, I'm sure all of us on this podcast, naturally, whether we were alive or not when the book's coming out, I don't think many of us were, or any of us were originally. We have gone back and read those old classics, and I don't know about you guys, but I do enjoy the artwork and stuff from those. You know, that's classic stuff and always fun to see. So yeah, all in all, 4 out of 5, nice little standalone annual, kind of solely focused on Spider-Man and a couple of his cast of characters, but, you know, it's the character story. It's more about Peter Parker and, you know, the way he's affected the world and his impact on the world at large, be it good or bad. Because even mentions in here, this world that's the way it is now seems to be a million times better than I didn't become Spider-Man. Why would I want to become Spider-Man and ruin all of this or bring things back to the terrible way that they were? But, you know, of course, paradoxes and effing up time shift and all of that prevents. So it was fun. If you haven't picked it up, give it a flip through in the store. I would still say pick it up. Even if you're not reading Amazing Spider-Man, you don't need to know anything else about really what's going on in the other Spider books or in the Marvel Universe at large to enjoy this. You can just pick it up as a one-off and have a grand old time with it. So give it a shot. Again, 4 out of 5.
All right, that's nice. Let's move on to Brian.
Yes. The book I'm reviewing is Ultimate Spider-Man, number 11. This issue picks up with Miles' uncle, Aaron, who is the Prowler, I guess, in this universe. I forget. He blackmails Miles into getting rid of the Scorpion for him, who becomes like a Mexican kingpin or something. And essentially what we get is it's a huge all-out brawl with Spider-Man taking down the Scorpion and his goons and hand them over to police, all while Uncle Aaron just is able to get away clean. And, you know, and now he's holding the fact that he knows Miles is Spider-Man over his head to get him to do more stuff for him, because he's like, if you don't, I'm going to tell your daddy. And, you know, that kind of gets under Miles' skin. And so what we get is just basically a setup for how is Miles going to get up from under his evil uncle. It's kind of like a bizarro Peter and Uncle Ben, really, which is kind of disturbing. Because you see a guy who was supposed to be just, you know, love his nephew, now he's blackmailing him into doing his dirty work for him, which includes taking down a Mexican drug kingpin. So, there's that. Storytelling is solid, as always, thanks to Bendis. I almost couldn't tell that it was the artist for this book, Marquez.
Austin, Texas cool. Native, woohoo!
Yeah, pretty cool. It seemed pretty close to Pacelli, just to me personally. I don't know if y'all felt that way, but to me, I almost couldn't tell that Pacelli wasn't on the book anymore. I mean,
is
I was
it really?
Kinda, yeah, I was kind of ignorant.
I don't mean to cut you in, because when you say something like that, because I've read some of Marquez's stuff, and he doesn't. I mean, unless he changed his style for this book, he doesn't draw.
It could be the colorist or just the way his style is. He's changed it, but the way the book is drawn just kind of, it reminded me of Pacelli a little bit. And so, I really liked it. It's an interesting position that they have the new Spider-Man in. Oh, and before I forget, Aunt May and Gwen Stacy are back in town, and Aunt May calls Tony Stark asking for a personal meeting with Miles, or the new Spider-Man, because she doesn't know who he is. But that's also on the books now, so we'll see how that pans out. And so it's a decent action scene with Spider-Man taking on the Scorpion and his goons, and we also get a bit more of story building and foreshadowing and stuff. So it was a really, really solid issue. I go to 4 out of 5. I was surprised by how much I actually enjoyed the issue, so I give it a solid 4 out of 5.
I don't care about this book because Sarah Pacelli isn't on it, although David Marquez is a fantastic artist.
He done good, Marquez.
Tip of the hat. Hey, good for him that he's, has a... When you're on Ultimate Spider-Man, it's pretty much guaranteed to sell. Yes. Let's going to conclude our show because Taser is on a boycott from Marvel because of Jeff Lowe. Let's leave it at that. Or the fact that he just didn't read anything worthy, which is usually the case. So, I have an announcement to make. Well, number one, don't tell me what I can't talk about on my show. Number two.
Gee, I wonder who's at you. Yeah.
Number two. The long-awaited D Cups is officially coming back.
Woo!
It is finally coming back. This is a sporadic. I know. I'm speechless as it on myself. But yes, the DC Universe podcast show, aka D Cups, is coming back. We are recording, I believe, at the time of recording in a couple days from now. So look for that to start showing up. I don't know how long this is going to go, but fuck it. We're going to go as long as you can. Probably up until September when the Zero issues come out. So yes, please check out my other show, the RPG show, which is basically me, Mr. Dragon, aka Chris Healy, and Colto from Podcast Sentai Power Ranger. Sit around and we talk about whatever video games we're playing at the time, news and gaming, and how much Nintendo was awesome. And of course, our past episode was discussing E3, the big gaming conference, and how much Microsoft sucked ass. And Brian even joined us on that episode, so take a look.
Yes, I did. Mr. Dragon, you're a bitch ass nigga. Yeah.
You can't say that word.
Yes, I can.
You can't call him a bitch. You can't say bitch ass to him.
Yes, I can.
All right. Arnold, I haven't asked this in a while, but do you have anything to plug? That sounds so dirty saying that to you.
Let me think. No, nothing I can think of right off the top of my head. I don't think there's any major comic book events coming up or anything like that, or signings that I'm aware of in town. I think we missed all the other ones. So, no, I'll go see Avengers again. Why not? There you go.
Brian, what about you?
First, Jeff Loeb's wife / daughter. I'm doing it for you guys because you hate Jeff Loeb. Other than that, nothing else really. Just D Cups.
Taser, are you there? Gonna say no. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's gonna wrap up.
Wait. Sorry. One thing. I do need to give a shout out to Spider Lantern. I am working on a cosplay costume for New York Comic Con, and I put on the boards if anybody had come across a picture that I needed to make said costume, that would be great. Nobody found one, but he actually messaged me a drawing that I'm pretty sure he did on his own, that he made and created for me of a full body Makabobic character so I could use it for my as a basis for my costume. So kudos for that, man. Thanks a lot. I really, really do appreciate it. And hopefully if and when I get this costume underway, I will definitely send across some pictures and post them on the boards and on our page and such. But I definitely want to say super thanks for that.
All right. Thank you, Spider-Lantern. You still suck. So we'll see y'all next week for episode number 106. Fuck you, Jeff Loeb.